Summing up, genome sequencing. Genomics is the branch of biology that studies genomes. It is called functional if the purpose is to assign functional roles to the genes, and comparative if the sequences of various organisms are compared. Genomic sequences provide information about the open reading frames, ORF, of genes, protein sequences, and regulatory sequences. Techniques developed in the 90s have made it possible to sequence the human genome as part of the Human Genome Project. About 95% of human DNA is not translated into polypeptides, junk DNA, but it may have other functions. Telomeres and centromeres, introns, regulatory sequences, pseudogenes, transposons, and repeated sequences. New biotechnologies. Biotechnologies are based on the use of living organisms or their derivatives to produce substances or processes. Large quantities of a gene product can be produced in host cells by using expression vectors. Genetically modified animals can be used to produce drugs by farming. In agriculture, biotechnologies are used to obtain resistant plant varieties that resist parasites and infections, and especially foods with improved nutritional characteristics. Bioinformatics has made it possible to transition from the study of individual genes and proteins to the study of entire transcriptome and proteome. The so-called microRNAs used in biotechnological manipulation can pair with complementary sequences of some mRNAs and prevent their translation. Recombinant DNA technology. This technique consists of identifying a gene, cutting it out, and isolating it from the rest of the DNA, joining it to a vector, and transferring it into the recipient cell where it is inserted into the genome. Restriction enzymes cut the DNA into restriction fragments corresponding to the sequences of specific bases. Methylation, corresponding to the restriction sites, permits an organism to protect the DNA from its own restriction enzymes. Gel electrophoresis can be used to separate the restriction fragments based on their length. Many restriction enzymes make staggered cuts in the DNA, leaving sticky ends in the fragments. The ends of the cut fragments of the same enzyme are complementary and can be joined by DNA ligase. The DNA fingerprinting obtained by fragmenting human DNA with restriction enzymes has different characteristics from one person to the next. Single nucleotide polymorphisms, SNP, and the number of short tandem repeats are the most important types of polymorphisms used to establish kinships or to identify a person. Cloning. With cloning, many copies of a gene can be obtained as a result of transfection of recombinant DNA in host cells. A transgenic cell has acquired recombinant DNA and can be recognized by the presence of reporter genes. Host cells may be prokaryotes, bacteria, or eukaryotes, yeasts, or plant or animal cells, depending on the gene they express. Once the DNA has entered the host cell, it has to insert itself into a replicon to be copied. The vectors that transport fragments into the host cells may be plasmids, viruses, or artificial yeast chromosomes. They must contain a restriction site and a reporter gene in order to be copied independently of the host cell. A gene bank is created by fragmenting the genome of a cell and transfecting the host cells with vectors containing the various DNA fragments. A complementary DNA library, cDNA, is obtained by transfecting the host cells with the cDNA obtained from the mRNAs present in the cell at a given time, transcriptome. Synthetic DNA can be used to project a gene from a protein. Mutations can be induced in genes to study cause-effect relationships by using techniques of mutagenesis.